Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning to you, Andy, and good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you. It's good to get to talk with you this week. How are things going for you?
They're just fine. I am here in my at home in Minnesota. Lovely weather. Most of the leaves are gone, regretfully gone. It fall is my favorite time of year, but lovely, lovely weather. Some rain overnight. Mid-60s by today. It feels almost like I'm in St. Louis.
It is beautiful here in St. Louis this week, and I think throughout most of the country, I think many of them are having a beautiful weather, so it's a good time of year.
I certainly hope that isn't a precursor to say that enjoy fall, because you're not going to enjoy winter. Well, what I wanted to talk about this morning, I wanted to give a quick note about what we talked about last week. But then I wanted to go into something else. So I'm just going to give a quick note. If you recall, last week we talked about a series of seminars that are going to be hosted by Lutheran Senior Services at our various continuing care retirement communities around the St. Louis area. The topic is how to talk about the hard stuff, communicating with aging parents, and the presentations will be featuring Sylvia Nissenbaum. And if I'm not mistaken, Andy, I think Sylvia is going to be live with you, mm-hmm. and I hope to be in the studio with you as well, next Tuesday on Faith and Family.
That's right,
to talk a little bit about this topic also.
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock on Tuesday the 28th.
The sessions, there are actually six of them in St. Louis area, the first one being October 29th at Meridian Village in Glen Carbon. Each week when I'm on Thursday morning, I think it might be easiest if I just give the location of a session that's on the following week. So this one is on October 29th at Meridian Village, which is in Glen Carbon, Illinois. And the sessions all start at 5:30 p.m. Between 5:30 and 6, there are hors d'oeuvres for you, because we know many of the people will be coming from work. 6 to 7 is a presentation, and then that follows a half hour for questions. So if people are interested in attending the session at Meridian Village on October 29th, beginning at 5:30, they can RSVP to 314-262-8272. 314-262-8272. And I don't want anyone to feel that they cannot come if they have not RSVP'd. That just simply helps us know to plan for the purposes of preparing food. So tune in also between now and next Thursday is it 10? 10
yes.
o'clock on Tuesday?
Yeah.
10 o'clock on Tuesday the 28th. I have to get that right, because I think I'm going to try to be there with you as well.
Yeah. We'll kind of give a little a taste of what you'll get to experience in those sessions with Sylvia Nissenbaum.
Absolutely. Sylvia is a professional in this area, where she has really worked with both the aging seniors and their families for many years. She's a social worker specializing in gerontology, and she'll talk mainly about why and how communication affects our ability to assist our parents, and what are some effective tools and strategies, and also just what is some basic information about these topics that all of a sudden become so real and important when you are working with aging parents. Financial topics, legal topics, what are various resources? So I hope that everyone tunes in to Faith and Family next Tuesday as well. And today, as a matter of fact, October 23rd, is the 15th anniversary of Senior Connections, which is a new program brought to Lutheran Senior Services just this year, brought under the umbrella of Lutheran Senior Services. But it has been in existence for 15 years. And I wanted to just, because it's this anniversary, wanted to give you just a little bit of background and to tell you a little bit about that. Senior Connections was first started by Dr. Suzanne Singer. She and the Singer Institute started it. Now, the Singer Institute had really been dedicated to, she and her husband had been dedicated to first caring for children that were severely disturbed. Adolescents brought them into their home, actually. And from their home, it grew into a program that really started to bring younger and middle-aged adults that were struggling with addiction into recovery through her program. And then in 1999, I guess it is.
That's right.
Early in 1999, she created Senior Connections. So her heart was always with those folks who might be dealing with something in their lives. Started with children, went to adolescents, went to teenagers, went to young adults, and then finally to seniors. And what she realized many of the seniors would be dealing with would be that lack of companionship, knowing that aging is often synonymous with loss. You may lose your home, you may lose your privacy, you lose your possessions, you lose your loved ones. We're thinking most especially those older adults that move into long-term care communities, if they are in what typically is called the nursing home. There's a lot of loss that goes with that, and so one of that ways to help them deal with the loss is through relationships and relational volunteering. So in her program, in this program that she started, Senior Connections, the focus really is on bringing relational volunteers to long-term care settings or assisted living, where there may be some residents who may have family in the area, but the family is too busy to visit, may not have any family in the area, may have lost loved ones and friends, and may be spending a lot of time alone. And as we know, that sort of circumstance of spending a lot of time alone can create a lot of feelings of isolation. So through her program, Senior Connections, volunteers are trained with how to create those relationships, tips for creating that relationship with that individual 1 hour a week. And as it turns out, because it is their anniversary, they have put together a cookbook, and it's called Recipes from the Heart. And it happens to be favorite recipes from the kitchen of Dr. Suzanne Singer. But in between all these little recipes, there are testimonials or stories about some written by some of the volunteers. And I just wanted to share a couple of those today. One visitor writes, when the weather is uncooperative, I will bring my iPad to listen to or music to watch a movie with Rosemary. That's the name of the senior this person volunteers with. Because typically this volunteer writes that he would love to take Rosemary out for walks and to go outside, but when that weather's uncooperative, he brings music. He talks about how she loves to sing along, and she sings with her eyes closed, and he can tell that she's taken aback into a time of wonderful memories. But one of the things that really struck me was he wrote, "I have really become attached to Rosemary. I soon discovered that in aiming to bring something positive to her, I too am receiving so much kindness in return. My father-in-law described Rosemary and ladies like her best. He said they are like flowers. All they need is a little sunshine, and they lift right up and blossom in front of your eyes." Or there's another story about a volunteer that was matched with a gentleman that where actually the relationship didn't necessarily come automatically. Success took a little while. It took several visits. In fact, this particular senior that he was visiting had been placed with different volunteers, but the relationship just was not successful in forming that connection. So this volunteer called Dennis, it said that it took several visits before he found what was really going to be the trigger for that relationship. He noticed that in this gentleman's room were several model airplanes that he had built. So Dennis brought a model airplane and built it with this gentleman who turns out was a veteran. And as they finished the plane, sure enough, it was the very type of plane that this veteran had flown while he was in the service. So what he knew this relationship volunteer had learned was to find that particular thing that would make that visit come alive. And this cookbook is all full of stories like that. So perhaps someone needs a new cookbook just for new recipes, But also this would be a great cookbook just for inspiration. Or even if you're really just thinking about this and wondering, could I be that sort of volunteer? These stories really help you see that what it really is about is being the hands and feet of Jesus to those people who are perhaps a little lonely and would just light up every time you come for that visit. The cookbooks are available after November 1st, and so I'll be sharing that information a little bit later, where they, how they could be ordered. I'll mention it several times along the line. But if anyone is interested in letting someone know that they'd love one of those cookbooks, they could call 314-446-2526. The proceeds from the cookbook will, of course, support the Senior Connections program. And as a note for closing and devotion, I thought about that phrase, being the hands and feet of Jesus. I'm not exactly sure where that phrase ever started. It's not necessarily biblical because we can't tie it to. There's a verse that talks about being the feet that carry the good news of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But that being the hands and feet of Jesus, I have to wonder whether maybe it came from some quotes that I found from that were spoken by St. Teresa. If this is correct, it supposedly she said, Christ has no body on earth but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion for the world is to look out. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good, and yours are the hands with which he is to bless us now. And I thought about that, being the hands and feet of Jesus. I thought, how can we do that? We are flawed. We are imperfect. How can we possibly be the hands of love that would be called Jesus' hands when his were actually perfect? How could ours be called the feet that could spread that gospel, or that could walk beside that person spreading the love of Christ when his were actually perfect? And I realize and know that we can do that because of who we are in Christ, because he took our imperfections to the cross, because he took our sins to the cross. He died and rose again and has power over death and sin and the devil, because we live forgiven and redeemed. In response to that great gift, we then are the hands and feet of Christ to others. I think about that verse in John 14, verse 2, for even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to be served. So perhaps being the hands and feet of Christ means that we serve the needs of others kind of before we serve our own, because that true sacrificial love that he gave to us, in thanksgiving for that, we sacrifice some of our time, mm-hmm. we give of our gifts and abilities, so that we can serve the needs of others. In the case of Senior Connections, those would be the needs to create relationships and ease some of the loneliness that some of our seniors experience living in nursing homes. But we can find that everywhere. Everywhere we look, there is a need. When you walk into the Lutheran Senior Services community called Lutheran Hillside Village, which is in Peoria, Illinois, you will see a phrase that is on the walls that is just truly inspirational, and it says, serving others as Christ would serve them. And perhaps that's my prayer for all of us today, whether it's finding an opportunity through Senior Connections, whether it is communicating with your aging parents who may be struggling with an issue or a question they have for their care, or what should be the next steps to make sure they are safe in their home. Any of those, take an opportunity to look and see where that need may exist. And then may we all be about serving others as Christ would serve them.
Amen. Well, thanks, Jane. Always good to receive that encouragement from you and from God's Word. It's good to get to spend some time talking with you this morning, and safe travels, and we'll see you again soon.
And yes, you will, and blessings to all.
Thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk again next week. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our conversation with Dr. Charles Brown from Concordia University Chicago about the Capella Tour. Hope you can join us for that here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.